Western Union has launched a new $300 million marketing campaign to promote its money transfer business. The campaign largely is directed at immigrants who send billions of dollars each year to relatives back in their former countries. Western Union is a leader in the lucrative money transfer industry, but the company is facing growing competition from major banks, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
At a check cashing store in San Diego, next to a Mexican restaurant and a 7-Eleven, two neon signs hang in the window. One says Western Union, the other say Habla Español. Martin Villalba fills out a 3-ply money transfer form and hands it to the cashier. He's sending $500 to his mother in Guerrero, Mexico.
Mama? Sí, sí.
Villalba, who works for a cleaning company, is a regular customer here. He's been sending money home to Mexico ever since he arrived in San Diego some 5 years ago.
Cuando sale bien el cheque, pues 500, 700, hasta 1,000 dólares.
500, 700, sometimes $1,000 a month, Villalba says. The money goes to support his family and to pay for his brother's schooling. That's the kind of assistance Western Union is playing up in its new marketing campaign. Spokeswoman Danielle Jimenez says the ad's theme is uniting people with possibilities.
People have the desire to be united, and when people can't be there themselves, sending money sometimes is the next best thing.
And immigrants from Mexico are sending a lot of money home. When you add up all the $200 and $300 transfers made last year, they totaled some $10 billion, more than Mexico made from tourism, and not much less than the country made exporting oil. Some scholars suggest that Mexican immigrants send so much money home, it hurts their chances of buying houses and starting businesses in this country. Director Roberto Suro of the Pew Hispanic Center contrasts that with Cuban immigrants, who for many years were unable to send money home.
The scholars who've looked at this talk about a greenhouse effect, where that money, rather than being sent home, is kept inside the migrant community and then becomes a source of capital. And it's one of several factors that help explain why the Cubans who came here in the 1960s and 70s did exceptionally well for themselves.
Despite that argument, the amount of money flowing back to Latin America continues to grow rapidly. And major banks like Wells Fargo and Bank of America are now competing with the traditional check cashers and bodegas for a share of the transfer business. That's helped to lower the cost of sending money from more than 15% a few years ago to less than 10% today. But Suro says it's still more expensive to send money to Latin America than to other parts of the world.
Given the amount of money we're talking about, reducing the costs even by a few percentage points is putting an awful lot of money in the pockets of some of the poorest people in this country and certainly some of the poorest people in Latin America.
Last week, in a move applauded by the U.S. Treasury, Citibank started offering transfers to Mexico for just $5, plus a 2% commission on the exchange rate. Customers need a Citibank account to take advantage of the offer. Hispanic Markets Director Luis Peña says Citigroup has made it easy for immigrants to open an account with an ID card issued by the Mexican consulate.
We want to capture this market. The Mexican government alone issued 1.1 million pieces of these IDs last year, and the trend is growing really, really quickly.
Citibank hopes new customers who are drawn to the bank to send money home will eventually take advantage of credit cards, home loans, and other banking services. The bank is even waiving its new $5 transfer fee this month, just in time for Mexican Mother's Day tomorrow. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.